Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah that wants to know, we spoke about matzah last time, so let's talk about maror. Ve'ilu yarakosh adam yosei b'hen yidei chovah. So, b'pesach, these are the vegetables that a person can fulfill their obligation of eating maror on Pesach, with b'chazeres, with lettuce, uha ulshin, with endives, uva timcha. Unclear exactly what tamcha is. It's probably some sort of horseradish, as we understand it, uva char chavina, and with charchavina, which is some sort of like a plant that's like very thorny, uva maror, and you can also use maror to fulfill your obligation of maror. What in the world is maror? So it's, other than just being the name for the general mitzvah category of eating this maror, it seems to prefer some sort of like very bitter seed, like a coriander or something like that, the Mefarshim explain. Yotzen behen bein lachen bein yivation. You can fill your obligation with these things, whether they're moist or whether they're dried out. Avalo kavushin velo shlukin velo muvushalin. But you can't do it if they're pickled or if they're stewed. Or if they're cooked, umitzarfen l'kazayas, and they combine to make up the size of a kazayas, of an olive's volume, which is the minimum that one has to eat to fulfill the obligation. V'yotzen ba'kelach shalahen, and we can fulfill the obligation with their stalks, with the demai. Again, that's the doubt if there was trumas meisers taken. With meiser rishon shenet l'shirmaso, and with meiser rishon whose truma was separated. With meiser sheni v'hektish sheniftu, and with meiser sheni and with hektish consecrated produce that were redeemed. That is Mishnah Vav. Now on to Mishnah Zion. So says the Mishnah, here are some things that a person can't do on Pesach because they will make chametz essentially inadvertently. Ein shor, or maybe even not inadvertently, but you can't do it because it will definitely lead to this. Ein shor en esamorsan latarnagolim. You can't soak bran in warm or cold water on Pesach, even if it's for the chickens to eat, which evidently is something you might have done, because it might become chametz aval choltin, but you can scald bran in hot water because the hot water prevents the formation of chametz. Ha'isha lo tishra es hamursan shetolich biyad la merchatz. A woman can't soak bran in water to take with her to the baths, meaning why in the world would you do this? Well, it was some sort of exfoliating thing that you rub it on your skin to clean yourself, or some sort of soap. So you can't do that because it could become chametz if you do this. Aval shafa hi bivsara yavish, but she can rub dry bran on her skin. Lo yilos adam chitin v'yaneach al makaso b'pesach. A person shouldn't chew wheat kernels and place them on his wound to heal it on Pesach, m'pnei shehin machamitzos, because they may become chametz from his saliva. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. Have a wonderful day.